This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about the 1970s and the oil industry earlier. Here is a current day story. We talk not infrequently about the fallout in the oil patch from the collapse in crude prices. Less often mentioned is the rest of the petroleum product chain. From the sustainability desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim is on that one.
Crude oil, natural gas, those are just the first things you get from extraction. Refine the products, crack them, you get new materials. Eventually, you get plastics like polypropylene and polyethylene. In the form of pellets, those raw plastics are easily transportable and higher in value. You can really increase your margins if you've got a lot of source materials to work with. That's how the Middle East became a big plastics producer. Production in the U.S. had been stalled, but then the shale drilling. Nick Vafiatis is a business director at IHS Chemical.
And it was only when shale gas came into the picture and these U.S. producers had access to low-cost feedstocks and the ability to be very competitive and profitable that they decided to expand the industry again.
Several new petrochemical plants are being developed, especially around Houston and Louisiana. The U.S. is a contender.
The fact is, when we look at the market today, we see capacity growing at about 7.8 million metric tons more than demand during the 2016 through 2018 timeframe.
Add to that the Middle Eastern industry and a growing one in China, and we've got a plastic glut. Dominic Russo is director of trading at the Plastics Exchange.
It's going to become very competitive. Prices are going to decrease. There's going to be lots of material available. And we should, you know, in the long term, see resin prices drift lower.
Which could mean slightly lower prices on consumer goods until about 2019. After that, global demand is expected to catch up. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.